The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Radio Reading Service presents Tech Tips, a monthly 30-minute show covering a wide range of assistive technologies, including portable and mobile devices, computers, and computer software designed for the blind and print-impaired community. We've got a lot to cover this month, including Apple, Google, and the Microsoft HoloLens, plus a whole lot more. That's what's coming up on this episode of Tech Tips. Tech Tips is a 30-minute program that will run once a month over the air and be available as a podcast by visiting our website at triangleReadingService.org. The purpose of Tech Tips is to keep you informed about new devices, computer software, and mobile apps designed for people who are blind or have low vision. We will at times have device demonstrations or interviews with people working to make technology available to the blind and print impaired. We also want you to be a contributor to the program. If you would like us to know about a new piece of technology or program aimed at the visually and print impaired community, let us know by phone or email. Our phone number is 919-832-5138, and the email address is chris@trrsnc.org. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Microsoft has a new piece of technology in development that could help you navigate buildings more easily. The article's title is Microsoft's HoloLens Can Help the Blind Navigate Buildings. It comes to us courtesy of the FastCompany.com website, and it is written by Melissa Locker. The World Health Organization estimates that there are some 253 million people who are blind or visually impaired, and they may have a new tool to help them navigate the world. Microsoft's HoloLens. New research out of the California Institute of Technology and USC and published on the Technology Review website reveals that HoloLens's mixed reality technology works well for those with visual impairments by taking advantage of the device's real-time room and object mapping capability. While the HoloLens was not sharing visual data, it was serving as a guidance tool. Thanks to real-time data paired with audio cues and instructions, as Technology Review first reported. In order to give you an idea of how this technology works, I was able to dig up a video demonstration of the HoloLens in action. Now, it doesn't have audio description in the video, so let me set the scene for you. It is a person who is completely blind with a cane, and they are going to navigate from the first floor of a college educational building to the second floor office of one of the instructors.
Navigation started. Follow me. 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 Upstairs. Follow me. Railings on both sides. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Right turn ahead. Follow me. Upstairs. Follow me. Railings on both sides. Follow me. 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 Right turn. Right turn ahead. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me.
Left turn ahead.
Follow me. Follow me. Follow
right
me.
Right turn ahead.
Follow me. 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 Follow me.
Right turn ahead. You have arrived.
Okay. That was pretty cool.
For the test, the team gave 7 blind people a brief tutorial, but no real training, and then asked them to complete a variety of tasks. Thanks to audio cues, the testers could reliably locate and point to objects, avoid obstacles, and were able to quickly find a chair in a room. The testers were also sent on a complicated course through a campus building with a HoloLens headset helping them navigate as a virtual guide, calling out directions like upstairs, right turn ahead, and follow me, with HoloLens speakers to make it sound like the voice is a few feet ahead of them. As the paper notes, one of the test subjects couldn't wait to try it again, noting, "That was fun. When can I get one?" Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you're a user of audiobooks from the Google Play Store, or if you're not, this may be a reason for you to give them a shot. Google Play now offers speed control and bookmarks for audiobooks. This article is written by Mallory Locklear of Engadget. In January, Google launched its Play Store audiobook category, and today, the company has released a handful of updates that will improve the user experience. Now, you'll be able to bookmark parts of your audiobook that you'd like to return to. Just tap the bookmark icon, and you can easily come back to it whenever you like. You'll also be able to control the speed at which your audiobook plays. Slow it down to as low as half the speed or bump it up as much as 3 times faster. Additionally, Google is introducing Smart Resume. Whenever you jump back into the audiobook after pausing it, Smart Resume will rewind back to the start of the word or sentence you left off on, so you can more easily get back into the story rather than wonder what's going on. And now, you can incorporate your audiobook into your Google Assistant managed routine. Whatever you have your routine set to do, you can add audiobooks to it through the Google Home app. Lastly, Family Library allows users to share audiobooks and ebooks with up to 5 family members. Now, 13 additional countries will have access to this feature. Users in Belgium, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Russia, Spain, Switzerland, Chile, Mexico, and South Africa can now share audiobooks and ebooks through Family Library. Audible already has most of these features, so working them into its own audiobook service is necessary if Google wants to compete with its already established rival. These features are available now on Android, iOS, and Google Assistant devices. Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This article is entitled, Tech Companies Like Google and Airbnb Are Expanding Their Accessibility Services. It's written by Anthony Mestre, and it comes to us courtesy of the Consumer Technology Association Foundation. Nearly one in five individuals report having a disability. This number is expected to rise as the baby boomer generation continues to age. Technology is a part of the answer in addressing the lack of overall accessibility the disability community faces on a daily basis. Tech companies have taken note and entered into a market that represents $1 trillion in annual disposable income. Google has recently released an update to Google Maps that would allow individuals to select a wheelchair-accessible route. This will be tailored towards the use of public transportation in a select number of major metropolitan areas initially. These major hubs include London, New York, Tokyo, Mexico City, Boston, and Sydney. The route will include information such as availability of wheelchair ramps and elevators. This rollout is on top of Google's previous update that allowed users to see if a location was wheelchair accessible. Airbnb has made it easier to find accessible rentals. Partnering with organizations like National Council on Independent Living and California Council of the Blind, they have released 21 filters that can help you find a rental that fits your exact accessibility needs. The filters let you search for features such as ramps, wide hallways, and roll-in showers, among others. Airbnb plans to continually improve and expand the functionality of the filters. Uber has a robust offering of accessibility features that makes their ride-sharing service accessible to people of all abilities. Their app is compatible with VoiceOver for iOS, Android TalkBack, and wireless Braille displays, making Uber accessible for blind and low-vision riders to request a ride. Uber Wave allows riders in non-folding wheelchairs to connect with drivers in wheelchair-accessible vehicles. This service is currently being tested in several models around the world in cities such as Toronto, Austin, Chicago, and London. Microsoft has numerous accessibility features and products. CEO Satya Nadella has shown a continued effort to increase their accessibility offerings and has said, "We want technology to provide new levels of inclusiveness. In fact, I'm most excited about accessibility." Their latest iOS app, Soundscape, uses 3D audio technology to enhance users with vision impairments' awareness of the environment around them. In addition, they added increased accessibility features onto Windows 10. The CTA Foundation is the Consumer Technology Association. If you'd like to know more about the CTA Foundation, you can visit them at www.cta.tech. Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Here's another article from our pals at Apple Viz. It's entitled Apple Mall's System for Helping Visually Impaired Navigate Their Environment, and it is written by Malcolm Owen. Apple has considered ways to help the sensory impaired travel between locations by using a combination of sensors to model the local environment, then providing tactile feedback to the user, advising what objects and structures are near them. The patent application for guidance device for the sensory impaired, initially filed by Apple in July of 2015, but published by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office on Thursday, discusses a system that centers around a device that uses an input-output touch surface. The hardware will also include sensors to be able to acquire data about the nearby environment and be capable of processing the data into a model, which can be used to warn a user of any nearby threats or issues. These environments can include outside areas, detecting traffic lights, vehicles, and other elements that need to be navigated. But it could also be used to traverse a room containing furniture or to identify objects. According to the application, the device would use a variety of sensors to create its environmental model, including positioning and navigational systems, a microphone, imaging sensors, and a communication unit that could connect to a smartphone for data or to another device worn by the user. In some of the images, it seems the device resembles a torch, with sensors at one end to collect data ahead of the user, and the input-output touch surface looping around the cylindrical body. This surface is suggested to include a bump creation system that can be used to give tactile feedback in the user's hands while held. By changing the bumps, the surface can advise to the user the identity of an object in front of them, either by name or by shape, and if there are multiple items ahead of the user, in the order that they will encounter the items. The proposed system could also work with other items, including smartphones with a camera exposed to the world, or a smartwatch, which could provide extra data to the device for its model. The same hardware could also offer feedback, including audio in the case of the user falls and loses grip of the main device, or for haptic feedback. There is also a suggestion that a panel could be inserted in the back of a jacket or coat that could provide feedback to the user, potentially freeing up their hands for other tasks. Apple is known for filing large numbers of patent applications on a weekly basis, with many not making their way into future commercial products, so it is unclear if such a system will become available for use in the future. The proposed patent application is not the only system attempting to solve navigational issues. In March, Microsoft released a free Soundscape iPhone app which helps blind and limited vision users navigate to locations using 3D audio positioning in order to audibly advise the real-world location of places in relation to the user. Apple does have a history in promoting accessibility for technology, with its work honored during the 2017 Louis Braille Awards by the Associated Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Apple's operating systems and products feature numerous accessibility options, making them useful to the deaf, blind, and other impaired users, which it last highlighted in May's Global Accessibility Awareness Day. More recently, the Apple-backed USB Implementers Forum has announced a new interface standard for Braille displays, which should help simplify the development of new hardware and, in turn, reducing the cost to the end user. You're listening to the Triangle Radio Reading Service, connecting people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest in audio technology. For more information about the Triangle Radio Reading Service, you can give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. The Triangle Radio Reading Service. We breathe words into your life. You're listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. In case you were unaware, Netflix has been producing original content with audio description. With that in mind, the title of the article is People are turning Netflix videos into audiobooks with the audio description feature. This article is written by Patrick Loftus. It should also be noted this article's original targeted audience was not the blind and print-impaired community. With that said, here's the article. Lifehacker recently published an article about an editor who pointed out that you can listen to movie and TV shows on Netflix by turning on the audio description feature in user controls. In other words, audio description can turn your favorite movies and shows into audiobooks that you can listen to anywhere. What is audio description? For the uninitiated, audio description is an accommodation feature for blind and visually impaired people that is available on a lot of video content. Just like how closed captions communicate important auditory information via text to deaf and hard of hearing viewers, audio description is an audio track that describes relevant visual information on the screen so that blind viewers can understand what's happening in the video. Additionally, people who are in the autism spectrum and those who are auditory learners have been shown to benefit from audio description as well. Just like closed captions have universal benefits outside of accommodation, people are discovering audio description can also be enjoyed by sighted people as an alternative to watching a video. Between dialogue, audio sounds, and the soundtrack, audio description carries you through a video so that you don't miss any details which are absolutely crucial to understanding the plot. To give you a brief example of how audio description works, here is the trailer for Disney's Frozen with audio description.
From the creators of Tangled and Wreck-It Ralph, Disney. A carrot-nosed, coal-eyed snowman shuffles up to a purple flower peeping out of deep snow.
Ooh. Hello.
He takes a deep sniff. His nose lands on a frozen pond. A reindeer looks up and pants like a dog. Seeing the reindeer slip on the ice, the snowman smiles and moves towards him, though actually he's running on the spot. The reindeer falls on his chin. The snowman uses his arm as a crutch. The reindeer paddles his front legs. Head over heels, the snowman crawls along the ice. The reindeer does the breaststroke. The snowman rolls his body, but flips onto his back. The reindeer's tongue sticks to the ice. The snowman hurls his head. Twig arm and reindeer lips tug at the carrot. The carrot flies off and lands in soft snow. The reindeer goes after it with snowman and his body parts hanging on his tail. The snowman puts himself back together again and glumly contemplates his noseless state. The reindeer jams the carrot back in place and pants like a proud puppy. The snowman pats him with his stick-thin arm, then goes to sneeze. He grabs his nose with both hands. His head shoots off. Frozen, coming this winter, in 3D.
Audio description in film and TV episodes has a vivid narrative quality in order to create an equivalent experience for the visually impaired. So, naturally, sighted listeners can also use their imaginations to visualize what is happening in the video, just like one would do while reading a book. And since you can use the feature in your Netflix's smartphone app, you can use the audio description while walking, running, or exercising, driving or commuting to work or traveling long distances, listening to a show as a background noise while working. Basically, in any situation where you've been enjoying audiobooks, you can now enjoy movies and TV shows. Which titles have audio description? If you use the search function on Netflix and enter audio description, you'll find an entire section titled audio description, full of titles that offer the feature. For a full database of which movies and TV shows offer this feature, you can also consult the Audio Description Project's website, which includes titles from Netflix, Amazon Video, and more. New titles are added fairly regularly. Audio description is an example of universal design. In an ideal world, both people with and without disabilities should be able to enjoy the same goods and services without having to take extra steps. The term accommodations would become a thing of the past, as physical and digital interfaces are universally designed from the start to include everyone. Audio description offers people the possibility of listening to their favorite shows and movies instead of watching them. As people begin to realize this, hopefully, we'll start to see a lot more titles with audio description as popular demand for it grows. Listening to Tech Tips on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I touched on Braille displays in another article during this episode, but here's something that's kind of cool. Apple, Microsoft, Google collaborate on new universal standard for Braille displays. It is from the Verge.com website, and it is written by Kame Gartenberg. The goal is to make using Braille devices a simple plug-and-play process. The USB Implementers Forum, a group that includes major tech companies like Apple, Microsoft, and Google, has announced a new USB HID or Human Interface Device standard for Braille displays. That may not sound like much, but it's a big move forward to make computers more accessible to people who are blind or have impaired vision by making it much easier to use Braille displays across different operating systems and devices without having to worry about unique software or drivers for each device. Ultimately, it means that soon, users will be able to simply use Braille readers as plug-and-play devices across a wide hardware ecosystem. Much in the same way that users are able to simply plug a USB mouse or keyboard. The standard seeks to make this process function similarly across operating systems, whether it's a PC, Mac, or Android device. With the finalized standard, device manufacturers and operating system providers will have to make new hardware and software updates to support it, which should start happening as early as next year. Run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast after this broadcast by visiting our website at www.trianglereadingservice.org. Tech Tips is produced by Chris Skidmore in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any questions, you can email me. My email address is chris@trsnc.org, or you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips.